today. Whoops.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah, it certainly was that kind of day. It was tough. It was the golf course progressively got more dried out and more difficult as we played, and I'm very pleased to shoot anything even par or better.
What about after the first hole? I mean, not a great start, but
Yeah, I mean, when I, you know, it was amazing. When I got over that tee shot, I was, you know, if I hammer this 3 was in that bunker, so maybe I should take a little something off it. Oh, maybe I should hit 5 wood. Hence, I hit a flip hook left, and, you know, there she goes, and, you know, took it unplayable, hit the shot where I wanted to, anything right of the hole, and I got up and down.
Describe the mental process of the grind.
Well, the golf course just kept drying out, and it was so hard to get the ball close, and even lag putt, trying to get the ball the right speed, it was very difficult. And you know, I tried to keep the ball in front of me as best I could, and in a hole putt if I could keep it below the hole, but it was again it was so difficult to get the ball even below the hole and in the right spot.
Where did you think the pin placement, say, like on 8?
Well, I could see. How guys were complaining about it. You know, if there's more moisture in the greens, then that's fine. But as the golf course dried out and it got quick, some of these putts today, you know, I put a ball off the green today, and it really wasn't that bad a putt. You know, if anything goes 4 feet by, it's gone. And no, it was tough.
Is it borderline unfair?
What's that?
Is it borderline unfair?
Well, as the golf course progressed, I mean, you can see how, you know, guys could feel that way. It got so fast and so dry that, as I said, it was hard to get the ball close and even like put the ball at the right speed.
We talked about it many times. Having fun while you're playing helps. Was it incapable of having fun today? Or?
Well, it was more of a grind than one of those you know, pro-am, happy-go-lucky, you know, talking to your playing partner all day. There wasn't a lot of talking out there today because we're trying to grind it out on that golf course, and it's one of those courses where it just got so difficult, and Louis got hurt, you know, Graham was struggling a little bit, and you know, we all are playing our own games.
With the conditions in mind, what do you see as the benefits of a morning round tomorrow?
You know, that all depends on what they do. I don't know what they're going to do with the golf course. If they're going to keep it dry and fast and let it get to where it's, you know, where's, you know, it is this afternoon. Are they going to put some water on it? I mean, they put some water on the practice rounds. When we came out earlier in the morning, there was some moisture on them, but they dried out in the afternoon. So, and also, we're supposed to get a different wind tomorrow. So, this will be interesting to see what the course setup is tomorrow.
I'm concerned with you, or you with competitive rust after not having played for a month.
No, I've taken long breaks off before major championships, and I've played this tournament when, you know, when Firestone was on the back side of the PGA, you know, I didn't play, and I've won the PGA doing it that way too. So I've taken, you know, 3 and 4 weeks off and come back and played more.
Well.
Even the afternoon conditions, what do you make of Mark's round, Tom Lehman's round? Why were these older guys able to rise to the top?
Well, I think they understand how to play links golf. You know, it takes a certain understanding and certain knowledge to play this type of golf. And you know, on top of that, I think that, you know, the fast conditions certainly help the guys who don't carry the ball as far. And you know, those guys are in their 50s and don't hit the ball as far as they used to. And you know, the fast conditions certainly help that. But you have to understand how to play it too, though, and how to shape the shots, where to land it, what kind of spin you're going to have on it, and you know, those guys have won the Open Championship before.
What were your thoughts when you saw Marco up there, though, near the top?
Yeah, you know, I was very happy. I got on the range, I saw him, he was at 3 under par, and when I left the range, he was at 4, and then I walked to the putting green, he was on just getting to the 10th tee, and I had to run across the fairway, and he just birdied 9 to go to 5, so he gave a little thumbs up, and he piped it right down 10, you know, a little high drop against that wind, and it was nice to see. You know, it's I'm happy for him, no problem.
How did the elbow hold up?
Elbow held up great. That's one of the reasons why I took the break, to make sure that was good, and I knew the ground was going to be hard over here. I knew there's potential for having some long rough, and that little time off helped.
Well, you kept that always very well in this kind of an open setup where it's
Did this bring you back a little bit to Hoylake and your St. Andrews wins? Is it comparable?
They're so different. So different. I mean, this is almost as it's about as fast as Hoylake was, but there's knee-high rough here. And plus, this golf course changes directions a lot. In a lot of different directions, a lot of different shape shots you have to hit. You know, Hoylake was pretty simple in that regard. It didn't blow as much there, and you know, our scores reflected it. We're all pretty low, we're all in the teens under par. So this is a totally different setup.
When you come here, the expectations for the weather is obviously so much the opposite. It's not even funny.
Mm.
How does this affect? I mean, it's like you're in Spain right now or something.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say quite say Florida, but you know that. I'm sure there's a lot of red people out there.
Yes, but how does that affect your emotions as far as, you know, like, you expect one thing and the other? Does that, you know, are you planning for one thing, or does that not really matter? You just...
You know, it's, you pack for the other weather, but we got this. And, you know, that we have a westerly wind today. It was hot, it was warm, balls flying, and wind's supposed to come out of the east tomorrow. And it could be cooler, could be not, it could be warm. You know, you just never know. And that's the thing about links golf, you just don't know. And, you know, wind actually changes with the tide, when the tide goes in and out. So it's you just got to be prepared for all of it and be fluid in your course adjustments.
Tiger,
thank you.